My name is Grange Snell. I'm the founder of Entrepreneur with Fear. And look, you know, I've got to do this because I've got to start at the beginning. Yeah, everyone's got a story to tell. I've got a story to tell, and I want to share this journey that I've been on with you guys, and that I continue to be on with you guys as well. Now, look, you know, I've never shared this before in my life, apart from my partner. We've been together about 15 years, and it scares the life out of me. You know, a real fear, and it's that thing that comes so naturally to so many people, and that's talking. And I suffer from quite severe social anxiety disorder, and it's held me back pretty much ever since I can remember, which is kind of, you know, is just debilitating, really. It stops me moving forward, it stops me making decisions, it stops me doing the things that I want to do. And, you know, when I look at myself on paper, you know, I'm quite a talented guy. I love brands. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've designed products, I've developed products, I've branded numerous products for myself and for other companies, and, you know, I love it. I honestly love it. I have a huge passion for brands, and yeah, I am. I'm an entrepreneur, and that sounds weird saying that because I've had so many failures under my belt. And, you know, it wasn't until I started this One Funnel Away challenge that I've started to really, really look at myself. And my God, is, you know, I'm super grateful to both Russell Branson and Steve Larson for just making you do these things. Well, you know, they don't make you, you have a choice. And I've decided to come on this course, One Funnel Away challenge, you know, and spend $100 and decide to stick to it. And you know, right from day one, it was about belief. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself to do this. And, you know, all the cliches is, oh, I used to be really shy, I used to be this, I used to be that, I couldn't do it like you couldn't do it. And, you know, I've just thought, my God, you know, I've been locked inside myself. You know, I'm 50 now, and what I can remember since I was probably 7, this is what I've been like. So 43 years, I've been locked inside of myself, unable to go and do the things I need to do in order to take my business to the next level. Well, that's crazy, you know? And I don't want to be like that anymore. I want to be me, and I want to be able to move forward. And I've got a new business, got a new brand, and I want to be able to push it. I want to be able to promote it. And I want to be that person to be able to do this. And if I don't share about myself now, like I'm being told to do, then I'm never going to do this. And it scares the living daylights out of me that I am actually recording myself, excuse me, recording myself on my phone, driving through my little village on my way home. I honestly just can't tell you how scary it is, but also slightly liberating as well, because I feel that this is the thing that has just held me down for so many years, and not anymore. I've had enough. I've honestly I can tell you all, I've had enough. And one of the things that really stuck in my mind, and I know Steve Larson shows this quite a bit on his live calls, and, you know, he basically says, shows this coin, and it's the One Funnel Away challenge coin that he has, and it basically, it says, what stands in the way becomes the way. And that made me realize that the thing that stands in the way is me. I stand in the way of me, and I have to become the way. I have to become the thing. You know? So the thing that stopped me all my life, me, has to be the way. And so, oh, hey, you know, I've got my last shot at this. Like I say, I'm 50 years of age. And I need to change my life. I need to start getting some successes from what I'm doing and not failures. And yeah, so here I am on my first podcast, knowing that I've got to take this onto the platform and share it with you guys. And yeah, I actually feel quite tight in my chest. I actually feel like, you know, to kind of breathe is slightly difficult. But I need to breathe in, I need to take a deep breath, and I need to exhale, and I need to say, what's the worst that can happen? So if I do this for 365 days, I'm going to be a success, apparently. Well, I'm going to hold Russell Brunson and Steve Larson. I'm going to hold you accountable for this, because if I do this for 365 days of the year and I don't make it, it's definitely your fault, right? Well, maybe a little bit of mine. I don't know yet. We'll see. Let's see what happens after a year. But look, thank you all for listening. And yeah, I'm sure there's, like, you know, car journeys and knocking in my car and road noises. I hope it's okay. I hope that I've given strength to, you know, myself, actually, because I am the most important person in this. It's not about anyone else. It is actually about me. And I always think about other people, because I don't want to put myself forward. I don't want to put myself in there. And I've always, you know, tried to team up with somebody, or, you know, and they'll help me to do it. But actually, it's always failed. And this now is about me. And that becomes even scarier, because, man, if I fail now, and it's me, well, I don't have anywhere to go. I don't have any corners to hide in anymore. And that becomes quite a scary prospect. So from an entrepreneur with a fear, and a major fear, I hope that, number one, like I say, I've given myself some strength and some courage to move forward and do this for 365 days of the year and document myself and start to grow through this and grow my business and my brand, which actually I love and I think it's amazing. And yeah, so I also hope it's given other people who have a real fear. And believe me, it actually doesn't get any bigger than mine. I've lived with this for, like I say, 43 years. And, you know, it's severe social anxiety disorder. And it's horrible. It's just the worst. And it can't go on. And, you know, I don't want it to be a downer. I want it to be an uplifting thing. I want it to be like whoop whoop, a euphoria thing. I do. But, you know, work with me on the journey and come with me and help me, and I'll help you. Because I, you know, I think, you know, together people can make a difference. So I'm now going to stop waffling, and yeah, here's to day two. All right, over and out from an entrepreneur with a fear. Thanks, guys. ¶¶